Hi everyone, and welcome back to The Unseen Within. In this episode, I want to talk about self-care and what that word actually means. I think sometimes we hear the phrase take care of yourself so often that it almost starts to lose its meaning. Because what does taking care of ourselves really look like? For me, it's looked different throughout different seasons of my life. There have been times where taking care of myself meant being productive, getting things done, and staying on top of responsibilities. And then there have been other times where taking care of myself simply meant getting out of bed, making myself something to eat, or giving myself permission to rest. Lately, I've realized that I've been a little behind in caring for myself the way that I need to. Life has been busy, responsibilities have piled up, my mind has felt cluttered, and somewhere along the way, I stopped checking in with myself. I stopped asking myself, what do I actually need right now? And honestly, I think that's one of the hardest parts of self-care. Not doing it. But understanding ourselves enough to know what we need is in the first place. Because for a long time, I thought self-care had to look a certain way. I thought that there was a right way to do it, a routine that should be followed, habits that I should have mastered by now. But over time, especially after learning more about my ADHD brain, I've realized something. Self-care isn't one size fits all. What restores one person may not restore someone else. And for me, self-care isn't really about adding more to my life. It's actually about reducing the things that overwhelm me. It's about creating little moments of comfort, quiet, and safety. It's about making my inner world feel a little softer. And I think one of the reasons self-care can be so difficult for neurodivergent people is because our needs are often different from what society tells us they should be. We live in a world that often values productivity, being busy, constantly socializing, pushing through discomfort, and always doing more. But for many neurodivergent people, doing more isn't always what we need. Sometimes we need less. We need less noise, stimulation, pressure, less decision-making, less masking. I think many of us spend so much of our lives trying to adapt to environments that weren't necessarily designed for the way our brains work. We push through sensory overwhelm. We ignore our exhaustion. We tell ourselves we're being too sensitive or that we should be able to handle things the way everybody else seems to. And after a while, that becomes incredibly exhausting. I know for me, there were so many things I thought were personality flaws that were actually unmet needs. Needing quiet, needing more time to process things, feeling overwhelmed in crowded places, wanting predictability and routine while also craving novelty and change. I didn't realize that many of these things were simply the ways my brain experiences the world. And because of that, self-care started looking different. It became less about trying to function like everyone else and more about asking myself, what does my brain need right now? One of the biggest things that's helped me is making a list. I know that probably sounds simple, but my brain often feels like there are 100 tabs open at once. Things I need to remember, things I need to do, random thoughts, worries, ideas. Writing things down gives my brain somewhere to place all of that. It gives me a little bit more space to breathe. I've always been someone who needs lists, especially when it comes to grocery shopping. I remember one Thanksgiving where I thought I had every ingredient memorized. I was so confident walking through the grocery store, thinking I had everything under control. And then I got home and I realized I barely had enough ingredients for the turkey. Ever since then, I've become even more attached to my lists. What once felt like something I needed because I was forgetful, I now see as a form of self-care. Another thing I've come to appreciate is sensory comfort. I never realized just how important those little comforts were. A soft blanket, comfy clothes, dim lighting, the smell of marinara sauce simmering over the stove, a favorite meal that reminds me of home. For me, those moments create, safety. They calm my nervous system. And sometimes I think self-care is simply asking ourselves, what feels safe right now? I've also always needed quiet. I think my brain takes in so much throughout the day that eventually I need space to process everything. Especially in the mornings. I need time to wake up slowly. A cup of coffee, a quiet house, a little time before jumping into reality. Because when there's too much noise or too much stimulation, it becomes more than just a distraction. It becomes my whole world. and I can't really settle until I find a moment of peace again. I also think movement has changed for me over the years. I used to think of exercise as something that had to be intense to count. That if I wasn't going to the gym or doing something challenging, then somehow it didn't matter. But now I prefer simple walks. There's something about being outside, feeling the fresh air, and letting my mind wander that helps me reset. I also feel lighter afterward. Not because I'm trying to change my body, but because it helps my mind feel less stuck. And I think that that's what I've been learning a lot lately. Self-care isn't necessarily about becoming a different person. It's about understanding ourselves, learning our needs, recognizing that what overwhelms us and what restores us. It's about creating a life that works for our brains instead of constantly fighting against them. I'm still learning. I think I'll always be, but I'm trying to become better at checking in with myself, at asking myself what I need, at giving myself permission to rest, at making my inner world feel a little softer. So today I want to leave you with a question. What is one small thing that helps you feel safe, calm, or cared for? Maybe it's your morning coffee. Maybe it's sitting outside in the fresh air. Maybe it's a favorite meal, a soft blanket, or simply having a quiet moment to yourself. Whatever it is, I hope you make space for it this week. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and until next time, please be gentle with yourself. I'll talk to you soon.